Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. A few years ago, the 2014 Farm Bill dominated discussions at many ag meetings, while the results that have followed in the subsequent years have left many producers questioning the efficacy of their program. The K-State Ag Economics Department has developed an online interactive tool that producers can use to estimate the impact on their operations. This week we will hear from Art Barnaby, K-State Research and Extension Risk Management Specialist, as he talks about the tool. First, Art discusses the information available on the tool.
First of all, what separates our system from our competitors is that when you put the cursor over your county, it pops up this window that gives you all the detailed information about that county. Mm-hmm. You may not care what's going on in the other 25 counties. If you're farming in one county, that's the only one that matters.
Next, Art covers the wheat program numbers and how they are essentially set for last year's crop.
On the wheat, we have Nash yields filled in now. If you got a Nash yield in your number and it shows up on the screen, I think that number is good to take to the bank. Yes, it's true that Nash yield is not the final yield because FSA can change it. Our experience in the past, though, they really haven't changed it very much. If anything, it was probably to the favor of the grower. We've updated those with the latest price estimates that we have and also the latest yield estimates we have.
Finally, Art chooses a specific county and goes over the numbers that are available from each county and how producers can use this information to estimate potential farm program payments.
In this particular county, I'm looking at a long-run average yield of 186 bushels. Now, this is on corn. And then you can see what we forecast for price, et cetera. That's all shown there. We also show you what the Olympic average price is. That number is final. It's $4.79 for corn. And we got our projected price. It's $3.35. And, of course, that'll change probably a little bit in updated numbers. Then we get down to what we got the trigger yield and the trigger yield for maximum pay. What that says, if in order to get a payment, you got to have a yield below 250 bushels. What's the long-run average yield? 186. What's the Olympic average yield, which is darn good in this county? It's 203. Remember, you throw out the high and low, and it's only 5 years. And then looking on down here, the yield that will trigger the maximum payment is 221. So we need 221 bushels or less, and we're going to get the maximum payment in this county, $97 an acre. Per payment acre, I should stress. So if you've got this kind of deep in the money option, and that's what this is, then you can pretty well write that number down and be certain that's what you're going to end up with.
That was K-State Research and Extension Risk Management Specialist Art Barnaby discussing the online interactive tool available on agmanager.info. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.